Because this is where they buy the politicians. Because this is where power has its seat. Because 99% of us are suffering at the mercy of the madmen on this street. Because all of us are victims of class warfare being waged on us by the 1%. Because these greedy banksters rob the country, leaving us without the means to pay the rent. Because the last time that we had a decent government was about 1932. Because we the people are supposed to run this country, but instead it's all run by and for the few. Because now we know the rich do not pay taxes, but when they need a hand, it's us who bail them out. Because we suspected we lived in a plutocracy, but suddenly, of late, there is no doubt. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay right here. Because both my parents lost their savings. Because I have never opened an account. Because the interest on my credit card just doubled, and now I can't pay the minimum amount. Because these budget cuts are just immoral, with our schools as overcrowded as they are. Because there are no buses where I live, but I can't afford to drive a car. 'Cause so many of us don't have health insurance, the rest of us have it, but it sucks. Because the rich are flying in their private jets, while the rest of us are slogging through the muck. Because capitalism isn't working. This system has just failed to produce. Because the 1% are prospering, while the rest of us just suffer their abuse. So we're gonna stay right here. We're gonna stay.
And today, it's coming with a free gift. Make sure that you grab it with that free gift. And it makes sense, doesn't it, to get through the iron as quick as you possibly can. Now, this is the kind of iron that you see in the shops that are in Washington.
Because it has been demonstrated in
places like that,
that the winners the are the ones who stick around. Because this world should belong to everyone, not just the banksters who had smashed it to the ground. Because we've noticed voting doesn't change things when the politicians are mostly millionaires. Because we're learning how to stand up like Tunisians, like they did in Tahrir Square, where a young man named Mohammed Bouaziz struck a match that lit up all the earth. And all around the world the spell was broke, and a movement for the future was in birth. Because there's only so much the rich can feed us before we figure out which side we're on. Because we've learned if we want our liberation, it will only come if we stay here till the rising of the dawn. So we're gonna stay.
The founder of Money Man,
right,
from Bernie Associates, speaking
here
on our air earlier about the U.S. economy. Welcome to the close. We're counting
down stay
the last 10 minutes of trading and
right
bringing you in-depth analysis of all
here
the market moves today. Joining us to help break down today's action, we have Courtney Donahoe, who's been keeping an eye on the day's biggest movers. Frank Lasher, Future Path Trading, is with us live from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Because corporations are not people,
of Lynn Group Lincoln,
and we can't just
because we have
let them choose.
Economic news today. I want to
because
ask you your take on
if
retail
we
sales,
leave our feet to them,
3 years, and a lot of
then all of us
there,
will surely lose.
Saying the consumer,
because the climate clock is ticking,
surely impressive, you know,
and we can't just leave our world behind. Because corporate rule isn't working, and it's time for humans' hearts and minds. Because you can't take it with you. Because the rich just do not care. Because it doesn't matter how much you make, but how much you can share. Because these moments don't come often. Because we want truly to be free. Because we know what really matters. something called society. So we're gonna stay right
last quarter in the year coming into to this administration this year. It really
stay
like we were teetering
right
on the edge of depression. Now
here
we're talking about, you saw today, Chairman Bernanke saying,
stay
is the recession already
right
coming to an end?
Here
it's a lot better place to be. I think some of the lessons we learned are
stay
first. You can't just
right
sit back and hope that
here
the financial crisis goes away on its own.
Stay
previous administration
right
too long when they were kind of behind the eight ball
here
waiting, hoping that things were gonna get better. The Obama
stay
administration took a much more active
right
approach. We're gonna try to end this
here
before it falls off a cliff. And the success
stay
has been
right.
It is because of that that we're
here
away from where we were last year. Let's say a second lesson is
stay
we can't take our eye off the ball
right
financial regulatory reform.
Here
that a whole bunch of these things that morphed into a financial crisis.